The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
People always say that you should just be yourself on a first date.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you feel like you're a little too boring, then you can always Google how to be somebody else on a date. And maybe it'll work out in your favor. Oh, and that sounds like it's what Oscar did. Who's on the phone for a second date update right now? What's up, Oscar?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much.
Your email said that you Googled how to date or something like that. Can you explain?
Yeah, so I found something out from a friend recently that I didn't know about myself. And apparently a few of my friends feel this way.
Okay.
He said, I'm a boring dater.
How would your friend even know? Because have you been on a date with your friend?
Oh, yeah, we've been on double dates and things like that.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, how'd that feel when your friend said that you're boring and that's why you're not successful in dating?
I mean, at first, I didn't believe him. I thought, no, there's no way that's true. I think I'm a fun guy. But then after a while, I kind of took a real look at myself and I thought, hey, maybe he's right.
Yeah, but why would he be friends with you if you're such a boring person?
Not a boring person, just a boring dater.
Yeah. Oh, there's a difference. Yeah. Okay.
He could actually be a good friend for telling you that.
So how did you correct being a boring dater?
So I, you know, did what everybody does. I Googled how to not be a boring dater.
All right. And did you find out any good information?
Yeah. So I found this one article. And it gave me three pretty good tips that I wanted to try out.
Okay.
Number one was be a dating anthropologist, which basically just means observe everything and be curious.
Oh,
so have an open mind.
Lie about your occupation. I'm an anthropologist. That's what I do. Okay, so observe everything and keep an open mind. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
That's a really good tip. What else did you do?
Well, the second thing it said was it's okay to laugh at the other person's jokes and stories. So I did that.
Did you not feel like it was okay before? Like if someone says something funny?
I guess before I would have just dominated the conversation a little bit more.
Okay.
Not paid attention as much to their...
You can always judge their comedy, too. Like, if they make a bad joke, just be like, that wasn't funny. Here's why. Let me tell you how that joke could have been better. You can always critique their material, you know?
Exactly.
All right, what was the third thing that you learned about dating from Google?
The third thing, I thought this was interesting. It said, relax and don't be, quote, fake fun.
Fake fun.
Yeah, which just means don't try too hard. So, I guess in the past, I've always tried a little bit too hard.
Like saying, like, we're having a great time, aren't we? This is a great time. This is amazing.
Something along those lines, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I imagine it sounds like you get pretty nervous. So you probably clam up and then try extra hard to almost not be yourself. And then it comes off boring and weird.
I think it's something like that, yeah.
So how did it all go when you used these tips on your date?
It went really well. First, we went to a bar. And, you know, for some pizza and drinks. Then she wanted to get tacos, so we went to a taco truck instead.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I would never do that because, you know, the reputation that taco trucks have for being dirty.
Oh.
But, you know, I wanted to be loose and follow the list. So that's what we did.
Oh.
Loose and follow the list. I like how that's just kind of against each other, but that's cool.
Well, hopefully the tacos were at least decent.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Any other notable things from the date? Like, how did the actual conversation and stuff go?
I mean, the conversation went well. We both talked about our work. I let her talk a lot about what she does. And instead of, you know, trying to talk more about myself and force things in, I said things like, that's interesting. So I was being the anthropologist.
Okay. And were you actually listening?
Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes. But as long as it appears like
You know where she works, right? Like, at least you heard that piece, what she does for a living.
I'm pretty sure I heard that, yeah. And on top of that, I laughed at all of her jokes, even the ones that weren't funny.
Okay. Oh! So you sound like you're really proud of yourself for this date.
I think I did a good job.
Okay. How did the date end?
Well, I mean, it didn't end with a kiss, if that's what you mean. I didn't try to kiss her because I just went into it not trying to expect anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, did you guys make plans or what was the kind of parting words?
I said I'd call her. And I mean, she didn't say anything. She just kind of smiled and walked away.
Okay.
And what do you think? Why do you think she's not calling you?
I mean, I just hope she's not cheating on someone else.
Did you think that maybe she was in a relationship or you're just jumping to that conclusion?
That's the only thing I can think of. She's a really pretty girl, and, you know, I followed the list exactly. So I don't know why she wouldn't be into me.
She's either taken or dead. Those are pretty extreme measures.
I don't think so. I can't think of any other reason she wouldn't call me back. I mean, we had a great time, and I just don't know why she wouldn't want to call me for another date.
Okay. Well, play a song, and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Sounds great. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Hang on, all right? We'll do it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.